Greetings, fellow graduates of Old Rolph High. I'm glad that you came back to prove that Iowa really is heaven. And it's nice to see that there are so many of you. In fact, I was overwhelmed when I heard the numbers that were going to be here tonight. And I'm told the committee was overwhelmed too. I've been attending the alumni reunion every 5 years since its inception. I have moved from sitting over there to sitting over here. Believe me, it's a stern reminder of the generation to which I belong. It's getting scary. It's akin to standing on the edge of a precipice and wondering when I'm going to tumble over. I thought there was only one decade preceding mine that had living graduates, but I was wrong. These lovely ladies down here that were introduced earlier. But the decade just preceding mine was referred to as the Roaring Twenties. I've often wondered why we were not referred to as the Howling Thirties. You will remember we experienced the howling blizzards of 36 and the howling spring winds that created the Dust Bowl. There were the howling tones of war gathering on the continents east and west of us. We endured the howling pangs of panic that followed the stock market crash of 29 and the ensuing depression. But we became the howling fans of Old Rolph High when our basketball teams of 37 and 38 went to the state tournament, and our football team of 37 was the first undefeated team in 22 years. We can remember M.D. Anderson, our superintendent. He administered for 17 years in the equivalent to the Oval Office. Remember that little cubicle at the south end of the second floor. But he also taught. He taught geometry and he taught government. We also remember our long-tenured coach, Art Evans. It was he who led those Rolph Rams to those state tournaments. His stars featured Budolphson. Remember, he's now in the Hall of Fame. There was Smith. There was Cornwall. Watts, Rickard, Kennedy, Marine, and others backed up the team. And that 37 football team that was the first undefeated team in 22 years was co-captained by the man that lives at my house, and Rudy Phillips. Mr. Evans also taught shop, but we thought of it as manual training. He married our efficient home ec teacher, Miss Irene McNee. And how could any of you in the 30s not remember Miss Tiedemann, Miss Hendrickson, and our beautiful music instructors, Miss Archer and Miss Bradley? It was Miss Archer who conducted that national winning orchestra. It featured Eldon Obreck on his string bass. How many of you down this aisle made that train ride to Madison, Wisconsin to participate in that national contest? Look at them down there. This orchestra was regal in its red and gold capes. The girls' glee club had a new selected dress annually. They were trim, and they were classy, and they were always exactly the same length from the floor. If yours varied a quarter of an inch, you did it over. Honor students from the 30s were the Kennedys, Helen, Roberta, Lawrence, Burdette Graber, William Longnecker, Eldon Obreck, Mary Graves, and me. I have pondered the great heritage we received here at Rolph High School, And I want to say that ponder does not mean to brood or to grieve or even meditate, but it is to wonder at a deep level. I often wonder at the lasting friendships that we make in a small hometown school. I wonder at the sustenance that we maintain from the instruction we receive in these hallowed rooms. Can we not agree it was good? I hope most of you have been as lucky as I have been in life. I've had the two things I've wanted most. I've had true love, and I've had a change in the weather.